It's the 420 Drug War News, and this is a continuation of my discussion with Mr. Ethan Nadelman, the retired executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance.
Well, this brings to mind, I want to talk about the national versus local perspectives, if you will. We've got a new president, Trump. We've got this new attorney general, Sessions. And both of them seem to want to escalate the drug war, to return to the golden years of the past. And yet locally, state and city governments are de-escalating this at the same time. Your thought in that regard, please, Ethan.
Well, I mean, I think it's useful to draw a slight distinction between Attorney General Sessions and President Trump. With respect to Sessions, what you have is a true hardcore ideologue, a reefer madness ideologue, a drug war ideologue, an extremist, somebody who, when he was in the U.S. Senate, was seen as at the far extreme end, even among his Republican colleagues, right?
Yep.
This is the guy who seems to truly believe, it may well be the case, the reefer madness stuff. This is a guy who is entirely indifferent to the racially disproportionate consequences. This is the guy who's directing prosecutors to step up, you know, criminal charges on nonviolent offenders, you know, who get caught up in drug stuff. This is a guy who's saying, let's toughen up the asset forfeiture laws no matter how unfair they are. So Sessions is a profoundly evil figure,
yes,
in American culture and history on this thing. And I think even many of his Republican former colleagues are kind of looking at, really? Trump obviously doesn't believe in much of anything except Trump,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so for Trump, for the lens of Trump on this stuff is, on the marijuana issue, he doesn't really care. He's sympathetic to medical marijuana, which Sessions is not. He's somewhat indifferent about marijuana legalization, but he's deferring to his Republican base and being bad and giving Sessions room to run on this stuff, right?
Yep.
When it comes to the issue of the bigger drug dealers and the violence, for Trump, it's all about fitting within that frame, what we might call the Bannon frame, right? Does this play on people's fears around black people and violence? Or does it play on people's fears around those Latin, you know, Mexican drug traffickers making, you know, bringing drugs in to poison our children? To the extent that drug policy and the drug war fit nicely and help advance those two frames of Trump, right?
Yep.
Be afraid of young black men and be afraid and angry at, you know, Mexicans and others coming into the country of drugs. That's where his interest lies. And I think that's where, you know, Bannon was a pivotal figure for him in shaping all this.
Part 4 tomorrow, DeanBeckerDrugTruth.net.